Hrivnák Akademie. Značka není jen krásné logo, je to nejsilnější obchodní nástroj. Naučíme vás ho používat.
Našimi hosty jsou Marie Doucet a Ryan Cole, designéři a učitelé designu. V Hrivnák Akademii můžete navštívit jejich společný bootcamp o disciplíně nazývané Design Thinking. A právě o Design Thinkingu si dnes budeme povídat. Protože Marie a Ryan jsou cizinci, povedeme náš rozhovor anglicky. Our guests are Marie Doucet and Ryan Cole, designers and design teachers. V Hrivnák Academy you can visit their joint bootcamp about the discipline called design thinking. And it is a design thinking that we're going to talk about today. Ryan, Marie, you both work as designers. What specifically is your profession about?
Yeah, so my background is more kind of traditional graphic design, although I've gotten more into UX design and designing digital product, I would say. So that's kind of my background.
And I'm trained in product design, and finally I'm doing more interior design and now interested into designing experiences, services, and of course education, like helping people to be more creative. Well, I studied in London at the Royal College of Art, and I have to say that most products I design are furniture, so products for the home, small scale stuff.
Yeah. So you've studied in London, but actually you are from France,
yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
And you, Ryan, you come from?
I'm from Texas originally, so the US.
Mm-hmm. And you both live in Prague?
I've lived there. I guess I've been here like 7 years, probably.
8 years for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And besides doing what you've just said, you are also giving lectures to students here. Can you say something about that, please?
Me and Marie are both teachers at Prague College, which is a small private college here in Prague. Both teaching design. I'm teaching web design mostly, but also some kind of personal identity classes for the BA.
Yeah, and I'm teaching packaging design and doing some tutorials for their final BA projects. And on the side, I'm teaching also the Czech Technical University, where we are doing product design. Yeah.
Wikipedia says that design thinking is a set of cognitive activities that designers use in designing process. Well, I'm not more smarter after reading this definition than before. In easier way, what exactly is design thinking?
For me, design thinking is really just, it's a kind of process of approaching problems where you consciously break a problem down into steps, first identifying what the problem is and then kind of looking at each stage along the solution process individually and in depth. And kind of systematically.
I think we can add as well that it's a creative process.
Right.
Yeah? And that it's really oriented towards humans or like people.
Should be.
Yeah, ideally. and that contrary to an engineer way of solving problems, that it's not technology driven or it's not business driven. It's really doing things for people. And of course, like, everything about design and technology has to be integrated as well, but the designer is interested.
And what is specific in design thinking that makes it more like customer-driven or people-driven technique?
Well, I think first the empathy and getting to know the users, and then prototyping, having fun, like it's quite intuitive process.
Right. I think it's really baked into the iteration cycle, because the process is really iteration-driven, so you know, the first iteration is just getting out and talking to people and kind of forming an idea of what people need, how people work, how the thing you're trying to create might fit into their lifestyle, and then, you know, quickly getting to a prototype, which you can then again put in front of somebody, get feedback, fix something, put it in front of people again, get more feedback.
I think it goes with this philosophy of fail often and fail early, that you shouldn't be afraid to try new things because anyway, not everything is going to end up like perfect, and you can always improve it in the next cycle.
Right.
As well.
So it's a process that has some steps and phases.
Right.
And starts with the empathy, Yes. And then goes towards prototyping and testing with customers.
In the very end, yeah.
Yeah, so in empathy, then we define some problem, like because very often the brief is quite wide and it needs to be redefined to solve actually something which is worth solving.
Right.
Then we generate ideas, and sounds maybe it may sound a little bit like... suspicious, or but actually it's something that anybody can do, and these ideas are then prototyped, tested.
Mm. And then you go back to the beginning, or because you mentioned this iteration, so it's like regularly
repeated. And this is, and it's not such a, it doesn't have to be such a rigorous, like kind of linear process, because at any point, you know, we might be already to a prototyping phase and realize that we've overlooked something, or maybe the scope of a project shifts, or you know, the direction of a company pivots, and then we go back to empathy, or maybe we have a new insight along the way that we go back to empathy again to validate.
Or you can go back. You don't need to go back all the way back,
but to go for new insights.
It's, actually, that's not the problem we are trying to solve. It's more of this kind of thing. Or let's make a new prototype and we'll see how the user is going to respond to that.
Right.
So it's quite a flexible approach. And I think also, like, there are some steps which are good for orientation, but the more you practice it, the more you can develop your own way of thinking in a designer way, let's say. Mm-hmm.
One would expect design thinking is a process utilized mainly by art-related industries such as furniture, clothing, but currently demand for design thinking process comes intensively from servicing companies such as banks, for example. Why is it so? What do you think?
I think it has I think there's not like one cause probably, but I think it has a lot to do with just consumers becoming more aware of what good design is and more aware of bad design. You know, in the past, like if I gave this example earlier, but like if you call the cable company and you sit on hold on the telephone for an hour and a half, it sucks. But that's just like what happens when you call the cable company. You kind of expect it to be bad. But then, you know, something new comes along and they completely circumvent this by having like, you know, online customer support or something like that.
Why should leaders, managers and entrepreneurs get familiar with design thinking? And why should they implement it in their businesses? Or the other way, why should they visit your bootcamp at Hryvnák Akadémie?
Yeah, I think, I mean, like we were saying, like businesses these days face a lot more complex problems than they did 10 or 15 years ago. And I think also the people expect more, for one, as well. So I think in order to really be able to produce, you know, higher quality customer support or customer experiences or products, it's really necessary now to not just kind of come up with an idea internally and put it out there and hope for the best, but to really institute kind of a more systematic way of creating innovation, basically.
So. And also that you might have read about design thinking or been listening to some podcast, but it's even more important to start doing it. And that our course is going to be a kind of boot camp where you can actually get in practice all those wonderful ideas and get started.
Right.
How easy it is? Is it difficult to get into design thinking and start to
practice
requirements?
No, no. And I think, I mean, for me, like a big goal of the workshop is not so much to like, you know, deliver a bunch of information, but to really show that, you know, these concepts, which sound really, you know, they all sound like good ideas, but they're kind of vague on how you actually implement them, that the implementation doesn't have to be really complex. You know, you can take this up to, like, you can scale this up to a really large level and make it complex if you're kind of comfortable with that or if that's what's required. But it can also be as simple as, you know, doing 3 user interviews for a new product to really see, like, what are the problems that people face that you're trying to solve. Does the problem you imagine people have actually exist? You know, that can literally be as simple as, like, 3 30-minute Skype calls with potential customers. So just to show that these things are not kind of these huge, intimidating, expensive processes, that they're kind of small and achievable by anybody who wants to.
Mary, Ryan, you together give lectures on design thinking. To whom would you recommend to attend your classes?
For me, not necessarily somebody who's really kind of creatively skilled already or something, but somebody who's really motivated and interested in creating kind of new systems and new way of thinking in their work.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be necessarily top managers. I think it really can be whoever who wants to change and who wants to share this passion for creativity with their colleagues as well. We were talking earlier about intrapreneurship, like the fact that you can innovate where you are, that you don't need to start a startup.
Right.
But in your current position, you already have the chance with the right tools to create something new.
Our guests were designers Marie Doucette and Ryan Cole. We have talked about the discipline design thinking. If you are interested in listening of more of our podcast, visit www.hrivnakakademie.cz. Thank you for being with us.
Hrivnák Akademie.
Pokud se vám líbil dnešní podcast, poslechněte si i další. Najdete je na www.hrivnakakademie.cz.